Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the feast of Saint Mary Magdalene, and from New Zealand we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and spiritual director. Her preaching today is entitled, Sent by Jesus to Preach the Resurrection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. It was very early on the first day of the week, and still dark, when Mary of Magdala came to the tomb. She saw that the stone had been moved away, and came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved. "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." Meanwhile, Mary stayed outside near the tomb, weeping. Then, still weeping, she stooped to look inside and saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been, one at the head, the other at the feet. They said, "Woman, why are you weeping? They have taken my Lord away, and I don't know where they have put him." As she said this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, though she did not recognize him. Jesus said, "Woman, why are you weeping? Who are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have taken him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will go and remove him." Jesus said, "Mary." She knew him then and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means master. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go and find the brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." So Mary of Magdala went and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had said all these things to her. And this is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. "The man Jesus recognized you, Mary of Magdala, saw you as his own, a friend, companion, apostle, preacher. You heard the call of Jesus to leave the security of human family and become one with the family of faith. Your love led you to his cross and to his resurrection. You came to be with him, which prepared you to preach about him." In the moment of naming, claiming, proclaiming who you were, Mary, Jesus dispelled anew the demons of fear, doubt, and repression. You were raised to new life as he called forth your loving presence. Mary of Magdala, you knew at that moment your own rising from death. How was it for you, Mary, as love freed you to be by the side of the one who had released your chains? Faithful friend, Mary, you never left him. Never again, Mary, despite all the threats, would you belittle yourself. This was your time to be true to yourself, to your new found beloved. Were you afraid, knowing your place beside Jesus, the one who claimed your love and called you by name? Did you know, Mary, that life could never be the same again? As you stayed with him, listened more deeply, did you allow his words to find a home in you? And as you provided for him from your own resources, were you aware of the love this man had for you, and indeed for all your friends? When the time came for him to be taken away, you were waiting, immersed in anguish and pain. You followed him, walked with him and his mother right to the end. This is what love does. You watched through veiled eyes as the man who had raised you up was himself raised high on a cross. Surely something in you died that day, Mary, as you watched your beloved breathe his last breath. Then, after waiting for the washing and anointing of his body, you hastened with the women in the early morning of the Sabbath to where you had seen him laid. As you took your oils and spices to anoint the one you loved, all you found was an empty tomb. You were deprived of this last honouring of his body. Now, where had they taken him? After telling some of his followers a little of your grief, you returned to the empty space to grieve alone. You remained, searched, and questioned, "Where is my Lord?" And it was there, in that emptiness, you heard him speak your name, Mary. He was claiming you again as his chosen one to go forth and preach his good news. When your name was spoken by the risen Christ, you knew the truth of the resurrection, and Jesus made you the first evangelist of the resurrection. Let us always be waiting, open, and alive to hear our name called by the risen Christ, and thus discover our own true mission. Mary, you were tuned in to hear him say, "I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Yes, he reminded you to whom you belonged. You were tuned in to realize that your desire for Jesus is indeed his desire for you. Your longing for God is indeed God's longing for you. Amen.